In this Friday edition, I talk about the Kimmure Memorial Library with Janice Nixon and Norma McConnell. We're going to be talking about the summer reading program, and it's open to adults. We'll find out more. Norma McConnell.
Just to familiarize you, these are the reading logs that we hand out to everybody that you fill out when you sign your name in. The kids do it this way. You can be read too if they're little bitty. We have a gal that comes in with three little bitties, and they read 30 books a week.
30 books a week?
Yes. And what we do back here is 10. Mm-hmm. And you get a ticket to the big draw. We have TANF gives us big money for this program. Jury's Nursery participates. The bank, the credit union participates, and
Friends of the Kimmerton Library.
And that's it for who? Well, you all, your radio station has too contributed. But we have like seven big contributors up in Willow Creek. And this is a county-wide library reading program. And this year it's called Reading Colors Your World. And so with us, I don't know if every library does it or not, but every time you turn in a log, you get to choose a little prize. And a ticket goes in the, that's a unicorn, see the purple horn? That's for the big draw, and TANF has three $100 Amazon gift cards. Bonnie's Jury's Nursery gives, she so far, the last 2 years, has given two $25 gift certificates. The bank has given highlighters and thermoses and plastic cups and keychains, and they've been a big contributor. Pizza Parlor has given us this year 100 of these to hand out with for the little prizes. It's a free drink and pizza stick for the kids, for whoever, we, you know, adults too. The reading program's open from everybody, zero to when you don't read no more. And anything counts, not only novels, but our audio books that you listen to, or the newspaper, or magazines, or whatever you read can count towards a prize, a ticket. We do have more adults, I think, this year. We've advertised more, letting people know it is open to older people. But the reason I think they do it in the summer instead of all year long is people are more out and about instead of in their school. You know, the kids are out. And so that way everybody can get involved. The parent brings the kids in and whatnot.
Janice Nixon.
Yeah, we do it in the summer to prevent the summer reading gap. Prevent the summer slide is what the summer reading program is about. So it keeps folks reading, and so they don't lose, they retain all the stuff they've learned throughout the school year is what we want. Also, every week, as part of the summer reading program, we have a weekly kit. And each one is for all ages, zero and up. And we have different kits every week with the Reading Colors Your World theme. Like, this one's the paper chain kit. And it has everything you need to build a paper chain. And with all the instructions, we have a postcard kit. You can send postcards and decorate your own postcard. It's all in there. And we get a new one every week until, I believe, the end of August is when we'll stop getting the craft kits. Oh, another kit we have to offer is the quilting, commemorative quilting square. And that is the Arcata Quilters Guild. They provided materials for folks to color a picture representing what they did during the COVID year, how they felt, anything from last year. And then we turn that in, and the Arcata Quilters Guild will put it on a quilt, and it'll turn into a big quilt that's going to be displayed somewhere, I believe, in Eureka.
Yeah, we had those. We had this other event that we used to do, and they did that. We did the drawings, and then somebody put it together in a quilt. We got like five of them at the radio station.
Norma McConnell.
They sent us these. It's a little piece of cloth, like gauze paper almost, and you can paint it or color it or sew. And this is what we turn in to make the quilt, and it's how the COVID has affected you and your family, or things that have happened to people because of the COVID. And they think this will help release anxieties.
Sure.
And so, yeah, the Quilting Guild is going to make this and then put it on display. And we're all involved. The whole Humboldt County branches are involved.
So I read a book, and I have to read the whole book.
Janice Nixon.
It's up to you. You get to decide your reading program. You can count. It's on the reading log. It gives you the option to read 20 minutes a day. You decide what your goal is going to be. And if you decide to read 30 minutes a day, you check off each day. And when you fill it all up, you bring it in. Or you can read 10 books and write each title down. Or you can count the pages. Like this summer, I'm going to read 1,000 pages. You know, it's up to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We just want you reading because... Well, everyone reading, because when kids see us read, they want to read too. You know, if they see us reading for fun, it's fun for them too.
Yeah, yeah.
Norma McConnell.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this mom we have that has the three little boys, she reads to them, and she reads herself, and they kind of look at the movies when they go by to look at the books. But they know what books are. They can't read yet, but Mama reads to them, and she gets a lot of books as pictures and has them telling her what they're seeing. So, you know, they're going to be one to read our series and stuff we have when they get to read words. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, me too. So many people don't, you know. I worked at the school system since 1970, and young in the elementary ages, the primaries, and it's really hard. They're not interested in reading. They don't do that. Most of them. Some of them do, but now this, you know, the reading program really helps the kids open their eyes to what's going on. And then we have a lot of anime books, like cartoons that's got the words, like a comic book. A lot of intermediate kids are turned on to those. My great-granddaughter is, 9, 10? She loves these books, and before that, she didn't read. So being able to, it is reading. We have a parent that says, no, my kid ain't going to read those. It's not reading. It's not reading because it's got the pictures and they're talking, or it's telling you below, like a comic book, except it's a whole story, and it's a whole series. One's got 55 or 6 books to it. And we have a couple of boys that have read them, that many.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So do you see after, well, we'll find out when school does start, those students who came in the summer come in during school?
Yeah, especially when we're open. COVID has really turned a lot of people away. They can't wait for it to open because a lot of kids come in. We've got 5 or 6 that comes in every day after school, and they play on the computers till they get picked up. But when they leave, they've also got a bunch of books to take home with them. And they've read these anime series, like I told you. It's really something to see that.
Yes, very good. Well, got anything more you like to add?
There's so much more to add. Yeah. But we do have a lot of sponsors. We'd like to thank the radio station, the Coast Central Credit Union Bank, the Hoopa Branch, the Hoopa Valley Tribal TANF Resource Program, the Bonnie's Jury's Nursery in Hoopa, the Willow Creek Pizza Factory, the Dream Quest in Willow Creek, Two Rivers Tribune has donated some subscriptions.
4-year subscriptions.
As one of the main prizes we're going to raffle for at the end of the program. The Friends of the Kim Yurton Library donate for us to get new books for the summer.
And the little prizes.
And Willow Creek Ace Hardware has donated some prizes that we're going to raffle off at the end. Willow Creek Pharmacy has donated. Willow Creek Raised Food Place has donated. Or sponsored. Those are all our sponsors.
And the Feed Lady in Willow Creek, she sponsors. The River Song, they're a sponsor. And they have their own branch library. But this is the second year they've donated really big to us. And my daughter's the one that's a salesperson. She goes up there and sells us every year. And she's from Willow Creek. So yay for us. I think it's really cool. And I'm a reader anyway. So when I see little kids light up, you know, their eyes light up. And they really want one of those prizes, which helps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have to write. They may just be writing down the title. We have no way to prove they read it. But they're writing down the title anyhow, right? Just reading the title.
Okay. Yeah. And they're writing it.
Yeah. I think it opens their eyes to other things. Mm-hmm. That I wasn't even aware of it until last year. And Jenna says, here, you can have that. You're running the reading program this year.
Oh, yeah.
She has really, really helped me set it up and do stuff with it.
Okay. So this is open for adults, too?
For everybody, yeah. 0 to, like I said.
Older than me.
You kick up your toes.
Yeah.
Can't read no more. Well, I read, and I'm older than you, so I read a lot. That's my hobby, is reading.
Sure.
So, and I know a lot of people. And magazines, you know, a lot of people get magazine subscriptions, which we also have here at the library. Mm-hmm. And you can check them out and read them. And they count as a reading thing to write down in your log, your reading log.
And then you get a prize?
Yeah. After every
log.
Even
at adults?
Yes. Yeah, we've got stuff for adults. We got little reading lights, and we got little things to color. We've got picture frames to color. We've got keychains. We've got it's dwindling because we got a lot of people involved this year because they want the prize. And then the big prize. So every time you turn in a log, you can write down, like this little gal does it, does 30 books a week. She writes them on a paper, and each of her boys gets credit for the books, too.
So where do you get the logs?
We have them here, and we explain it to you.
You got any blank logs?
We surely do. I'll show it to you and show you how it works. And then what else?
Janice Nixon.
This year, because of COVID, and we're just recently opening up to, person to person.
In person.
Before the summer program started, and so what they thought of was they created a Beanstack app, and that's where you can log into that and track your reading logs that way, too, if you don't want to come in still to do in person to person.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And that's on our website at www.humlib.org.
Norma McConnell.
And we have many free books. We had to clean our shelves after books aren't taken out so many times in 5 years. We have to pull them off our shelf and take them out of the library circulation. So we've got those over here are free, and all those boxes are free. But we haven't gone through them yet. Just the ones on the, so far what you see there, you can come in and take as many of those as you want. Yeah. They have been on our shelves, but not read. So many, what is it, 3 times in 5 years or something like that. Then they ask us to pull them.
Okay, all right.
And then I'll get that thing from
Janice Nixon.
Yeah, basically you just log in and follow the prompts at our website.
So this has been going on for adults for a long time? Or just this year?
We started opening up the reading program to everybody, I want to say in 2009. That's when I came, started working as a volunteer, and that was my main position was to create a program for the summer reading. Because before we used to have a game where you got to spin.
Yeah, I remember that.
The wheel every time you read a book, and you had to collect so many stickers so you can get a pizza coupon. We've come a long way from that. We've added more fun things like the craft kits and the incentives, and got local businesses involved by sponsoring us to get incentives and reading materials.
Okay.
Norma McConnell.
The log. And this is for more or less the kids, to little guys to fill out, but this is for how you all can do it. And then this lists your books. And then this is your bean stack.
Oh, the bean stack.
Janice Nixon.
It's an app. You can download it on your phone or your tablet or your personal computer or your Chromebook.
Norma McConnell.
And with the anime, Joe, even some of the Native American new books coming are done in anime. I just put one away. I can't remember. I would show you. Anyhow, it's like reading a comic book, except it's not real facts, but it's pictures like a comic book, and people can relate to that for some reason better than just reading, some people. So, yeah. And then we get people like that. Maybe he'll be interested.
What? Okay, that's really some good information.
I can't think of what more to tell you, except it's really exciting. I'm really trying to get my grandchildren and great-grandchildren involved. Some of them are really digging in their heels, but I'm used to mules. So anyway, I think it's really important, and it helps people get around people. It's real, you know, since we've been in the COVID, there's a lot of people, kids, that are really not used to being around people again or going to school, and it's hard for them, but now that it's opening back up, it's a way to relate.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
All right, now everybody's going to know.
Thanks for putting us on the spot.
No. Okay, that's my job.
The Friday edition is a production of KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio. The producer, host, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco. We thank you for listening.